This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Rosie Bank has been helping people live more successfully in their bodies since the mid-1970s. She's the author of four books, an international speaker, and a board-certified integrative nutrition health coach. Rosie leads her clients to get on the same page with their bodies and their health. Working with busy professionals, she helps you connect the dots between your health, productivity, Rosie Bank, welcome to the program.
David, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. We want to learn all about the work you do and what led you into the work you now do. Tell us a little bit, paint the picture of the story leading you into Health Matters Coaching.
You bet, David. Well, I'm a busy entrepreneur. I was raised by the best businessman I ever knew, who was my dad. And he and I both have a tragic history about our health. Unfortunately, his tragic history knocked himself down, and I got my act together, so I'm on a really good trajectory. I used to have serious debilitating self-inflicted problems around my health, and I got myself squared away and identified busy professionals as people just like me who must have their bodies and their vitality and a health plan, like they have financial plans and marketing plans and business plans. And my dad, who forgot to take care of his health, had a stroke, never enjoyed one day of retirement, and spent the last 5 years of his life spending his hard-earned assets to try to buy back his health, which was the most expensive thing. And that's why I do what I do.
The huge why, a very personal story, and I'm sorry to hear that, but it sounds like it opened up new doors and new opportunities for you, and your attitudes just sounds terrific around all of this, really.
I appreciate that, David. You know, I was doing a seminar last January, and I stood in front of this group, and I realized how perfect it was that I had gone through this life-threatening, self-inflicted, now lives in the past eating disorder. And I couldn't do what I do with the compassion I feel and the passion I feel had I not experienced all of this for myself. And on the topic of entrepreneurs, I almost lost my business because my health was at such a great risk, something you and I are going to talk about.
You know, it's been said that time is the real leveler, but I think time and health go pretty much hand in hand, even as you were framing your father's story, one where, you know, he was fighting to get what time he had left back or add as much time as he could to his life. So they really do go hand in hand. And with that, I love the concept of investing in our health. So I think we all understand why we should invest in our health, but what is it from your perspective, from your own story, or even as you observe your clients, that gets in the way of us making a meaningful commitment to invest in our health?
Oh, great. Confusion, self-doubt, lack of confidence. The field of nutrition is inherently overwhelming and controversial. Sometimes people try to move forward and they are blasted by disagreement among professionals, which can render a person incapacitated. I hang out with a lot of business people as an entrepreneur, and I read your profile on LinkedIn. And I want to point out that there's a narrative around leaving a legacy, making a difference, serving our clients, turning a profit, being competitive, and all of those true values that we entrepreneurs basically have for breakfast every morning. David, for people who do not include living a life of vitality, having all systems go in our bodies, and not leaving our health on the train, our plans to move forward as profitable entrepreneurs is incomplete. It's got to be part of our narrative. And to answer your question, I think one of the main things that stops people is confusion and overwhelmment.
Well, it's interesting you point to the overwhelmment. I started a practice of transcendental meditation about 9 months ago, and it created for me, I will characterize it as a seismic shift in my consciousness of stress on the planet, among other things. And so I've got to believe that when you talk about confusion and you talk about many of these other adjectives you've used to describe the attributes that get in the way of us taking care of ourselves, stress is high on the list, right?
Yes, it's one of my favorite topics. I do a seminar called Unwind from Stress to create peace and harmony in your life. And let's take a minute and talk about the side effects of unmitigated stress, David.
All right.
There are the stress hormones that, when they run throughout our bodies, increase inflammation. There's the decision making that's compromised in an environment of unattended stress. There's exhaustion and depletion. Excess stress hormones increase our craving for carbohydrates. And when we eat too many carbohydrates, we're at risk to having our energy go up and then crash. And I think it's easy to visualize that the people who are listening to us today cannot afford to compete in their marketplace by being conked out, knocked out between 2 and 4 every day. They can't do it.
It's fascinating, too, that as a market segment for your own business model, you've chosen the entrepreneur, the business person, the C-level executive, I guess in part because they are subject to so much stress in the normal course of business. What is it about this type of client that you find most, challenging and rewarding all at the same time?
I'll tell you a story about one of my clients named Joe, who was a business owner in Washington, D.C., and he had a very profitable business, and he revealed to me that he could not look forward to make a plan, a vacation plan with his wife, because when he thought about his own future, it was so bleak and dark that he, quote, couldn't go there because his health was at risk. So for busy entrepreneurs, and to use your words, high-level executives and people who are high achievers, David, I think they have the most to risk. I think they have the most to lose. If you think about our intentions to be profitable, and we connect the dots and the cost and the epidemic of diabetes, which according to some authorities is up to 95% preventable, and we think about how much we want to change the world. I'm using the same terminology I used a few minutes ago, the legacy we want to leave.
Yeah.
The bigger game we want to play, the more we need to have vitality be on our side, the more we need to have peace coursing through our veins rather than stress hormones, the more we're going to capitalize on being well rested and the less we can afford chronic depletion.
Wow. Chronic depletion. Boy, it sure sounds like what it is as you say those words, Rosie. We are visiting with Rosie Bank. She is the entrepreneur that runs her company called Health Matters Coaching. And the website, one and the same, www.rosiebank.com, just like it sounds, RosieBank.com. You know, it's interesting. You also mentioned stress hormones. I literally, and particularly since I've been meditating and taking that 20 minutes morning and afternoon, I can actually feel, I'll call it a squirt of like, what is it, cortisol that gets injected or adrenaline that gets ejected inside of me, in my gut. I can feel that when I'm subject to something even moderately stressful. And that, along with being aware of stress in others, which I'm sure is a skill that you've developed as well, intuitively, right?
Thank you. Actually, it's your minimizing cortisol and adrenaline. Those are the stress hormones. You're increasing the positive mood enhancing neurotransmitters.
Ah.
David, I got a call this morning from a very, very challenging client. And I hung up the phone. I turned to my husband and I said, honey, thank goodness I meditated this morning.
Yeah.
And the call went beautifully and I felt secure. I felt centered. And this leads me to inspire our listeners to connect the dots. I have a really wonderful topic, David. It's called getting ready to go to work. You know, we do our follow-ups. We do our approaches. We balance our profit and loss statements. How about a nutritious breakfast and jumping on the trampoline or doing some weights or doing some push-ups or doing some jumping jacks or having a routine in the morning? I am willing to stake my year's profession on this fact that we get ready by taking care of our bodies to put us in the, to put our game face on. How about putting our game bodies on? David, if we try to go to work and serve our clients jacked up on caffeine and right in the middle of the meeting or right in the middle of our client presentation, our energy drops to the floor. Or what if we had just coffee for breakfast and halfway during the meeting, our guts explode with inflammation and we have to run to the bathroom? These are things that we can't afford as ambitious, service-minded, profit-seeking entrepreneurs. We can't afford those things. So far, you and I have addressed the problem. Let's flip it around and talk about the solutions.
Let's do that. How do you begin to approach with your new clients? Where do you start with them? And what does the roadmap for a health plan look like?
Well, thank you. You must have been on my website because that's one of my webinars, is a roadmap to optimal health. Thanks for the plug. So, David, the first thing we do is we talk about a high mileage adjustment, which comes after, by the way, a complete health history. I want to know, let's pretend you're my client for a moment. We know that you're not, to pretend. I want to know how you feel living in your body. Do you like the way you look? Are you embarrassed? Are there precious resources being drained from your physical and mental body that we need to shore up? Do you feel embarrassed because you ate a box of Oreos last night and you feel like, can I say crap on your show?
You can say whatever you want. It's the internet.
Yeah. So I want to find out what's going on. We need to dig around, just like a financial advisor would uncover. If you are investing with your brother-in-law who's a plumber, who said, have I got a good deal for you? A financial planner would say, well, let's find a more responsible strategic approach. Mm. With my clients, we root around to find out where the holes are, where are the risky spots. And we shore them up with a nutrition plan that's non-dogmatic, not gimmicky, and sustainable. I teach my clients to fall in love with food that's good for them. And I inspire them to do exactly as you said. Feel the effects, whether you want to meditate like your 20-minute practice or go to the beach or throw the frisbee with your dog, something that's going to give you an experience of vitality. And as you lean into that, you're going to want to do that more and more because the feeling of depletion is no longer acceptable to you.
Yes, yes. And I've personally experienced this through my meditation practice. So I, and hopefully as our listeners crawl into your mind, your soul, your heart, and the work you do, they're going to understand that you can unleash this vitality, this energy that otherwise you wouldn't feel. And you do reach a certain tipping point. I know I did, Rosie, where I suddenly couldn't not meditate twice a day. I mean, I can feel the absence of it. And with that, the desire for certain types of foods, substances, and et cetera has diminished or gone away completely simply because I'm favoring the peace and tranquility that I'm getting from my own practice. And I guess that's probably analogous to so much of the work you do around nutrition, as well as literally meditation and some of the other things you may prescribe or work out with a client, right?
Oh, David, I'm so happy we have 3 hours for this conversation.
Yeah, exactly, right.
So you touched a couple of nerves. Instead of craving caffeine, I agree with what you say. I meditate in the morning because I crave that quiet place.
Yeah.
And like you, I've connected the dots. David, when I was so excited about talking with you today. So I knew to get a good night's sleep last night. I meditated this morning, and I'm saying this, you don't know me well enough to trust me that I'm not boasting. I'm saying this on behalf of our listeners, and I hope you can feel that in my voice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very present for me, and I'm sure it is for them.
Thank you. I got up, got a good night's sleep last night, 8 hours, meditated, did my entire yoga, stretching, strengthening routine this morning, had a fabulous breakfast, walked the dogs, and got ready by being in my body, quieting my mind to be present with you. If I had come onto this call, this is a very important call to me. If I come onto this call, think of the opposite, depleted, overfed and undernourished, unresolved stress, not living in a harmonious environment with my husband, all those things that have knocked me out of the game. This is the connect the dots that you and I are talking about.
You know, so much of this, Rosie, is about being present. And I recently heard, I want to check this with you, a new definition of what we refer to as freedom. Some say freedom is the ability to choose to do what you want to do. The new definition might be something like freedom is loving everything that you do. So the washing the dishes, the walking the dog, as you suggested, the simple things, we can begin to condition ourselves to just enjoy the energy of life, even if we're doing what some might regard as the mundane and the superficial, taking the garbage out, changing the kitty litter. So, and I'm sure you're of the same mind. I mean, the thing with the clients that you work with and those, some of those listening who are busy entrepreneurs, go, 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 go. There's so much to learn from getting out of the go mind and really being in the present with yourself, your body, and your peace and tranquility. Anyway, I'll toss it to you because I know you've got much more to say on this.
You bet. David, you're touching on the finer points of self-care. Mm. You're touching on, I'm going to use the word refined. Let's talk about a continuum. If someone is just starting off and someone who is resonating with our message, but finding our comments unfamiliar, the best time to start would have been about 25 years ago. And the next best time is today. To get on this journey that you're describing may begin with something as simple as having someone to hold their hand to encourage any of the following: a regular bedtime, avoiding the fridge before going to bed, finding a way to get the toxins out of our bodies because the toxins affect our brain, our function, and our focus the way you talked about. We've got to start somewhere. I think this is one of my favorite things to do with my clients. Find the starting point. Find the thing that's going to give you positive feedback and inspire you. I'm going to skip over the middle for a moment and reference your remarks, which is, what does this look like? What does it look like to feel free? What does it look like to be so flipping excited about having a body that supports us, that we can look forward? We can say, let's ride our bikes in Europe next year, knowing that we'll have the energy to do it. My husband and I are, how shall we say, we celebrated our 120th birthday recently.
Right on.
There you go. Thank you. And I remember a number of years ago, I took a long inline skate trip through Idaho. And in the hot tub were four couples, and they were in their 80s. And every year since college, they meet to do some fantastic bike ride in various places in the world.
Wow.
And when I saw them, I knew that's who I wanted to be. So this, the profitability, the serve the clients, all the phrases you and I have referred to, to say, I'm going to be around to enjoy the fruits of my profitability that come from serving people. And I have done what I can to mitigate the risk that the drain in the bathtub is going to be open and my assets are going to pour through because, oops, like my dad, I forgot to take care of my health. I did not address the confusion. I didn't get help. David, I have a financial coach, a marketing coach, a speaking coach, and a social media coach. How about a health coach? How about somebody to hold your hand and get the plan, get you started? And I'm using my hand in a universal sign language to suggest a big, wide, open future. And I'm probably older than many of our listeners, perhaps most of our listeners. But if you don't mind my saying, I think my future regarding my health is as radiant as it can possibly be because I've planned for it. Now, as a side note, regarding our businesses and our health, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't do this because we are getting guarantees. We're doing this because we want to increase the odds that we will be able to enjoy what we're putting together. David, I want to be on stage in my 80s with this message.
Yeah.
That's the vision. Because I think that for busy entrepreneurs and busy professionals and busy people, I'm in a community now of busy retired people. We can all take steps to stay on top of this game because I think the rewards are as great as any client meeting, any business transaction, any deal that we can close. How about closing the deal with ourselves because we have made this a priority?
I love that accountability to ourselves. And the shift in priorities is essential to everything you're talking about. Now, I'm curious about how you do the work you do. Obviously, you're working with people one-on-one. I say obviously because, you know, I know you work one-on-one with clients. Do you also do group kinds of coaching? Or maybe I should ask the open question, how do you typically work?
Yes, I use video conferencing to work with my clients around the country. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast, which we have actually international sign-ons to the podcast. These are all at www.getyourbodytoloveyouback.com or rosiebank.com.
Okay.
So the one-on-one coaching via video conference, the podcast, I've got a Facebook page, Get Your Body to Love You Back. I've got an upcoming webinar called Unleash Your Health, which is the keys to predictable vitality and profitability in life and business. And I speak, David, there's a speaking page on my website.
Yeah.
David,
yeah.
All roads lead to vitality and confidence. You use the word freedom. I want to match your word and add the word peace to our narrative.
So beautiful. Rosie Bank, rosiebank.com is the website for more information on the work you're doing to make us all more peaceful and have more vitality in our lives. Thanks so much for sharing today. I hope we get the chance to do this again. And thanks for joining us on the program.
David, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Small Biz America.